7:50, Radio Now 100.9. Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel. Josh Kaufman in studio right
yes.
now.
Yes!
Woo-hoo! When you sing this song, hold on just a second.
And won't you stay with me?
Regis like, damn, I'm good. To be on stage when you were saying like, damn, I am killing it right now. I see Usher out there blushing for me.
I did love singing that song. I hadn't heard it before. They pitched it to me. Usher kind of asked me about it, and I heard it one time. I was like, yeah, like that's perfect.
Favorite one that you did of everything?
It's really hard to pick. I've had people ask me that, and I loved doing them all. But I guess maybe if I had to pick one, that would definitely be right there at the top.
Yeah.
Like I really liked doing this.
I like that one. Awesome. The John Legend song.
Yeah.
All of them were good.
Good night. End it.
Real quick.
End this competition.
Real quick, want to thank you. Big thanks to McDonald's for providing breakfast. There's like 15
yes.
listeners in here right now. That's why you hear so much noise in here this morning. Big fans of Josh. So thank you to McDonald's. And I believe you also have some gift cards for Josh for his kids.
Aww. Look at that.
There you go. McDonald's taking care of Josh Kaufman's kids. And there you go. You can buy as many Happy Meals as you want.
Perfect.
Speaking of happy, we're about to surprise James Hinchcliffe, a very popular IndyCar driver.
Yes.
Who's outside, who Rachel found out last night has a man crush on you.
Huge.
And he's actually outside in the hallway right now having no idea that you're in studio with us.
I love this. Well, because his girlfriend, she sent me a message yesterday, and she was like, Rachel, is Josh Kaufman going to be on the radio show tomorrow? I thought I just heard that he's James's hero. He voted for him every week, bought all of his songs. It's all he listens to now, and he was devastated because he heard that you were both in the parade,
right.
And you were in the same kind of room together, but he didn't hear that you were there till after the parade had started. He was already in his car,
right.
And he was devastated. He didn't get to meet
okay.
you.
So we need to put a smile on James Hinchcliffe's
yes.
face. It's time to bring in James Hinchcliffe.
He has no idea.
He has no idea that his main crush, Josh Kaufman. And look, I think James needs a smile on his face after what happened
yeah.
on Sunday.
Right.
Yes.
Josh Kaufman, I think he's about to walk in here in a second.
I can't wait for this.
I'm excited. There's his girlfriend. And there's James.
He's like,
he has no idea
in
what's
the
going
entire
on.
Hell
you
is
should
going
see
on.
James Hinchcliffe's face. James, we got your main crush in studio, bro. Josh Kaufman. Yeah.
Hi.
James Hinchcliffe, any car driver, meeting Josh Kaufman right now.
Nice to meet you, man.
So much love in studio. You can kind of maybe share the same mic, but James, what are you thinking right now? What were you thinking was going on outside in the hallway before you came in here?
I had no idea. Kirsten had just been like, I don't know, she's been acting all weird all morning. She said we had somewhere to go. Like, I had to get up early before going to the gym and stuff, and I don't know. This is pretty clever, though. I'm pretty impressed you pulled this off.
Well, it's very clever. Your girlfriend also called you out in text. Will you kind of recap the text that you got last night?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me go ahead and find this for you. Okay, so, yeah, she texted me yesterday, and she said, Rachel, is Josh Kaufman going to be on the radio show tomorrow? I just heard on the radio. Yeah, he's James's hero. He voted every week. He bought all his songs, and it's all he listens to.
There you go.
It's true on all accounts, man.
And I love the backstory because didn't you sit her down today because you actually thought that she was going to like try to propose to you and that was the surprise?
No. She she kept threatening that's what was happening.
Really?
She was going to propose to me on national radio, so I couldn't say no, right? But no, in all seriousness, man, she got me hooked on the show, and from episode one, we're like, that's the guy. And it wasn't even because you were from Indy.
Nice.
It was genuine and all the way through. And then I found out you were in the Indy 500 parade.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what? He would have been in that same room that we were in. Why did nobody tell me this?
Can I just say this? I'm so glad we have our web guy in here right now to get your reaction on video because that was absolutely priceless.
That was amazing.
It was like a teenage girl if they were to meet Justin Bieber.
Pretty much.
But it was James Hinchcliffe.
It's like, oh my God, Josh Kaufman.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Priceless.
But Josh Kaufman, thank you for being in here. And I believe this is fantastic, too. You better be here in about 7 or 8 minutes because Josh Kaufman, I believe you brought a guitar as well.
I did.
And he's going to serenade James with a love song.
Do you welcome all crushes, even man crushes?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Every vote counts.
James, you're more than welcome to sit on his lap now. Okay, Josh Kaufman performing in studio here in about 8 minutes on Radio Now 100.9.